So as everybody knows, I'm at the One Young World Conference. I'm sitting with two fabulous young people, one from Israel, one from Palestine. Can you introduce yourselves and your names?
My name is Suher, I'm from Palestine.
My name is Eli, I'm from Israel. I live in a city called Herzliya.
Okay. And when did you guys both meet for the first time?
We met the first time at Jordan. We took our flight from Jordan to get here to this conference, and basically we are both on the same organization called Parent Circle Families Forum, but we haven't met before. We only knew about each other, but we haven't met before.
But you met at the airport in Jordan?
A couple of hours before.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Cool. And you spoke on stage today, together. What were you hoping to achieve by speaking on stage together? Was there...
What do you mean?
What is our goal?
What is your goal?
For me, my goal is that to let the people know more about our conflict, because the people around the world just know that there is a conflict in Palestine between Palestinians and Israelis, but they don't get any idea about what's the conflict, about there is some people like us looking for solution. They all think, some of them think it's a religious conflict or another thing, and most of them don't understand that we are both sides believe and accept two-state solution. So we are here, we having our message from there, from Israel and Palestine, to all the world, to tell them that we are believe in two-state solution and we need a solution for our conflict. So you have to help us. The governments can do whatever they want. The peace agreements, just a paper. We need to bring these papers from wherever they kept it and to achieve it in the ground.
Yeah, I want to add something else that I only understood after we finished our session, is that besides spreading the word and the message of peace and reconciliation, an amazing thing that many people came to me after it and told me was that it was the first time that they met either Palestinian or Israeli that towards peace are in, and many people that are, they told me, I was pro one side, but now maybe I can think differently, and maybe
that's right.
I need to be,
because maybe some
think about
people,
the solution.
Maybe some people are too scared to say I'm going to look at both sides. It seems to be that you have to be on one side or the other. So how difficult is it for you as young people with older people in you know, back in your country? Are you having lots of debates, do you get support, or is it a hard struggle to talk about the things you want to talk about when you're at home? How do the older people support you?
Okay, it's not easy at all. We face a lot of difficulties. For me as a Palestinian girl, I faced a problem with some friends, with my brother sometimes. How you can deal with the people whom let us suffering, whom killed or kill us, how you can deal with some soldier in a checkpoint and some things like this. For me, always I try to convince them I'm working with human beings.
Yes.
With the people like us, mothers, fathers, brothers, sisters. Sometimes, or almost sometimes, I achieve my purpose for them. I let them think. I know it's impossible for them to do anything for nothing. Okay? But at the end, I give them a chance to think. I give them like a link. You have to think of that when I deal with someone, I deal with him as a human being. For me, I don't accept the soldiers in a checkpoint. Even I deal with, or I am here with Eli, but if Eli is a soldier on a checkpoint, I cannot treat with him.
Sure.
I want to say myself that to convince adults, it's a lot harder because they're really pessimistic and it seems like they gave up. Even the young people I meet that are really enthusiastic against what we're doing, or not what we're doing exactly, but against our beliefs, it's easier to bring them to listen and to hear what we have to say.
Brilliant.